Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We've been trained, seemingly from a pretty young age, to believe that more is a really wonderful thing and oftentimes a solution to just about everything and anything. Think about it. More cowbell. Check. More bacon, for sure. More cheese, obviously. More fries, more chips, more fun. Who would not want to have more fun? And oftentimes, more chips, more cheese, bacon, cowbell leads directly to more fun. But if you point out that that is not necessarily a good thing or a positive thing or a solution to anything, somebody will probably look at you like you just walked over their grave or kicked their dog or something like that. Because who's the victim, right? Who's hurt if I order seconds or if I decide to supersize something? Who's harmed if I just pile more onto my plate? If I say yes to one more project, to one more idea? Who's injured if I am scrolling to keep up with the news cycle and I consume a couple more minutes of information on a daily basis? Who is that really harming? And therein lies the trick or the trap, however you want to think about it, because the most dangerous forms of more definitely don't look like they're crimes at all. Obviously, there's easy ones. More beer and pizza equals a fatter ass. We all understand that. There's not any mystery. I don't need to host any kind of a symposium for you to get that. But if that were the whole problem, we'd be fine, but it's not. It is not. Because the real damage is happening in places that we don't measure and we don't notice until it is too late. And the insidious version of this is the myth of unlimited attention. Because I do not have unlimited attention. And here's the lie that is quietly wrecking us, that your attention is unlimited, that you can take on more tasks, that you can take on more projects, that you can absorb more information, track more headlines, and care deeply about everything happening everywhere without consequence. Sounds dumb, and you can't. And pretending you can is not neutral behavior. It is a form of thought crimes against yourself. And we commit those thought crimes against ourselves every day. You open your favorite app, X, your favorite social media platform, and you ingest a nonstop feed of atrocities you are powerless to influence. You scroll Instagram and consume polished highlight reels that quietly whisper, "You're behind." You skim headlines engineered, literally engineered, to activate fear, rage, despair, none of which help you live well, none of which you help to actually be happier, but nothing is exploding. There's no alarm that's going off, but slowly, quietly, you're burying yourself. More information, more stimulation, more noise. What does that lead to? Less clarity, less peace, less progress toward the life you actually want. And here's the part that we miss. every more steals from something else. More inputs lead to less depth. More awareness leads to less agency, and more options leads to more paralysis. And what suffers first? Your ability to focus and your attention, your energy, your presence, your judgment, and eventually your life in general. So what's the antidote to this? What's the cure? Well, I assure you, it's not better filters. It's fewer inputs. And this is where I think deciding what actually matters, starting with that, which again is super obvious. Everybody's like, yeah, duh. But have we done the work to figure that out? The reality of goal setting is that we all can universally agree that having goals and writing them down is a good thing, yet only 3% of Americans do it. So why would I think that everybody knows what actually matters? And I speak from personal experience and deep, hard-won personal experience that it took me till 35 years old to write down my goals. And then it took me till a couple of years ago to really sort of suss this stuff out, to say, you know what really matters? Well, I need to decide. Because if I don't decide, other people are going to make those decisions on my behalf. And that's probably not going to get me to where I actually want. So when I say that the antidote to what I was just describing, fractured attention, trying to do too much, getting overwhelmed, getting crushed and burned out, which is what happens, that the antidote to that is figuring out the most important things to you and your life. It's obvious, but it's not easy and it's not commonly done. I know I hadn't until recently. So we have to decide what really matters. We then must determine what must be done in service of what matters. And then we must aggressively separate those things from the trivial many ocean of other activities. So these things that you must do to get what you want, those are your meaningful few activities. Meaningful few activities. The rest of it is the trivial many. Pareto talked about the 80-20 distribution, that 80% of your results are going to come from 20% of your actions. Well, this is what this is talking about. And the meaningful few are another idea that Pareto developed. There are only a handful of those activities that are going to get you the biggest bang for your buck, the most results. The rest are this trivial many, this ocean of noise and nonsense that is interested in getting your attention. It's interested in getting your time, your energy, your money, all of those things. So, gotta know. Here's the move that most people then, the kind of the next level to it. We need to declare a moratorium on more. That just means no more. No more more. No more more. No new projects. No new commitments. No new subscriptions. No new news feeds. No new responsibilities. And it's not because you're weak. It's because you're sane. It's because you recognize that you're a human being and you have limited capacity. And then only... can we ask a better question? What can I remove?
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
where can I do addition by subtraction? So instead of asking, what should I add? Ask, what can I cut? What's no longer, what has maybe never served me, or what's no longer serving me? What is quietly taxing, sucking my attention? Because progress rarely comes from piling on. It comes from clearing out. A little bit of headspace. You know why we do good thinking when we wake up in the morning in the shower or when we're on vacation at the beach? It's because we get a little bit of clarity. I had the time that I was sleeping to not be consuming new. So my brain was able to sort of filter it out for me. And when you're staring at the ocean or in the mountains or whatever, being outside, being away from email and your phone, that's when clarity comes, because there's less, there's clearing. So, because this really, 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 really does matter. So, this victimless crime, more, is not a victimless crime. In fact, it's the exact opposite. You are perpetrating consistent crimes against yourself every time you consume new information. I mean, you can't, it's not possible for you to think that you can open an email and read it and then just move on to the next thing, because there's a residual cost to that. Your brain is still processing or thinking about whatever was in that stupid email. Or if you're going through X and you read about what's going on in Venezuela or what's going on in, you name it, because there's a never-ending supply of stuff that's going on that's terrible. It's hurting people. It's just awful. And to think that there's not a toll on that, that's just not right, because it is. We only have so much RAM, memory, bandwidth, whatever the term is. I only have so much processing capability. Even the smartest people out there know this. In fact, the smartest people will say exactly what I said. It's less is more. More is not more. Not even with bacon. Not even with beer and pizza. Not even fun. Less is more. More is not more. There are no victimless crimes out there. No matter what you think, you're doing it to yourself, but there is a cost. It's costing other people. There are some people who rely on you. And even if you have nobody who, I'll circle back on that. For you, the people who rely on you, you, first and foremost, so your future self needs you to be efficient, productive, and impactful so that they can be less so. Because God willing, one day you will be an older version of you. And that older version of you will be super grateful that this current version of you didn't just fill up your plate every single day with as much as you possibly could. You'll be fat. You'll be brain dead. You're not going to be as productive. If you have a family, they need you as close to 100% as you can be. You at 40% running on fumes, not doing anybody any good. It's the whole oxygen mask thing on the airplane. Your company. Just collectively, human beings, your neighborhood, your city, your state, the people that you are, the people that you are interested in benefiting, your customers, your clients, your coworkers, whoever, they want you as close to 100% as possible. And less is more to help you get to that point. This idea of a victimless crime, it's just not true. There's nothing that can be done, or nothing that an individual does only impacts them. It's just not the case. Not the case. So, as you are spending time and thinking about what it is that you're doing, remember that every excess has a victim. And if you can't find them, look a little more closely, it's probably you. So in service of helping you to figure out where less can be more, we've created the More Audit. It's a quick little worksheet for you to go through that can help you gain clarity on what can I get rid of? Where would doing less help me the most? because again, more is not good. There are no victimless crimes. I wrote a book in service of all of this. It's called The Meaningful Few, Designing a Life That Works. And I've got a lot of resources at mymeaningfulfew.com, where you can gain access to resources to help you get to where it is that you want to go. All my work is designed to help you get what you want, because that's what I want. I want you to get what you want. And I know that more is very rarely the answer, and that there are no victimless crimes. As always, do your part, doing your best.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.